Discuss an interesting question that was raised and discussed last week at the Sheva Brachas for my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Yehuda and Esther Cohn. The question simply is, what about Sheva Brachas after Shalosh Shudis? We know that after Shalosh Shudis, if the meal extends after Shabbos, so and you bench ala kos, you generally don't drink the kos of Birchas HaMazon, and you wait till after Havdalah, and you drink it then. Many of the minhag is to use it for Havdalah. So is that the same when it comes to Sheva Brachas? If you're not going to drink the kos, you don't make a bor priya gofen, you don't even have Sheva Brachas, you only have Shesh Brachas. Can you go ahead and do Shesh Brachas? Or would we say that it would be different? Why should it be different? If you can never drink the kos for Birchas HaMazon, why would you be able to drink the kos in a case of Sheva Brachas? So what are you supposed to do exactly in this case? So in order to understand this, we really need to understand a little more about the issue of the Isser to eat and drink before Havdalah at the conclusion of Shabbos. So there is an Isser to eat and drink before Havdalah after Shabbos, discussed in Shulchan Aruch Reish Sadi Tes. Parenthetically, this is a little bit more chomer, less chomer than the Isser to eat or drink before Kiddush on Shabbos. When it comes to eating and drinking before Kiddush on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to drink water. When it comes to Havdalah, you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah, just not anything else. So you're not allowed to eat and drink before Havdalah. Nonetheless, if a person is already in the middle of a Seudah, we know if you start Shalosh Shudis on time, you're allowed to extend the meal, even after Shabbos, as long as you're still involved in that meal, you can continue eating that meal after Shabbos, and only once a person benches and the meal is over, then that Isser will kick in and you will not be allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah. When it comes to the kos shel bracha and Birchas HaMazon, so the implication in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Sadi Tes Siv Dalet is that you are allowed to drink that kos after benching, even though you have not yet made Havdalah. Not like our practice. What's the reason? That apparently you would still be considered part of the Seudah. The only reason you're having this kos is because you're benching. Why are you benching? Because of the Seudah. The Seudah was mechayev you to bench and to have this kos. And therefore it's considered to be part of the Seudah. Just like you were allowed to finish off the Seudah, you were allowed to have that kos as well. The Magen Avraham there writes, and quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkan Yudalid, that, hold on a second, this is only for a person who is makpid to always bench the whole year on a kos. For such a person, we can say that once he had the Seudah, so then he needed to have that kos, and the kos is part of the Seudah. But for those who are not makpid all year round to bench on a kos, we wouldn't say that the kos is part of the Seudah, and he's not allowed to drink the kos. And this is the basis of our practice. We're not makbid every single time we bench the whole year to always bench ala kos, and therefore we're knowing not to drink the kos after benching if it's already at the conclusion of Shabbos. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah does also paskin there, and the Shaar Tzion as well, that explains it further, that if you're benching before Tzeis HaKolchavim, then even if you're not makbid the whole year round to bench ala kos, you would drink the kos. And this is quoted in Shmir Shabbos as well, in Pek Nun Tes. And he says that l'inyan this, so we in Eretz Yisrael, we would determine Tzeis HaKochavim to be 25 minutes after Shkia. He passes the halacha, if you bench within 25 minutes after Shkia, then you would drink the kos, interestingly enough. Okay, so this is the basis of our discussion. So when it comes to Sheva Brachos, many make the argument as follows, that even though we're not makbid the whole year round to bench ala kos, but we are makbid the whole year round that when we have a Sheva Brachos, we bench ala kos. So therefore, even the Magen Avraham would agree in this case that it wouldn't be a problem to drink the kos after benching. There is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Chacham Shlomo there in Reish Sadi Tes, who says, okay, maybe that's true when it comes to the Sheva Brachos, but Sheva Brachos is one thing and benching is something else. We have two kosos. One is for benching, one is for Sheva Brachos. So therefore, you'd be allowed to drink the kos for Sheva Brachos, but not the kos for benching. But if you only drink one and not the other, so then people will come to be mezalzel in the kos for benching. So therefore, it's better not to drink anything. Don't drink anything. That's his conclusion. Nonetheless, even he says it's not the end of the world if you drink both kosos. And the majority view in the poskim is that it would be permissible to drink both kosos. We're knowing in a case of Sheva Brachos to have a kos for benching and a kos for Sheva. Not only that, once you have the meal, you're mechuyev to go ahead and do Sheva Brachos. The only way you do Sheva Brachos is if you have a kos for benching. So the assumption is that both the kos for Sheva Brachos and the kos for benching are considered related, part and parcel of the meal of Shalosh Shudis, and it would be permissible to drink both kosos after benching. That is the view of the majority of the poskim. how much would you drink and who would get to drink is a separate issue. Really would require a separate Dvar Halacha, but just to give you the Rashi Prakim, Rav Moshe Feinstein claims in Igros Moshe, Aruch Chaim Dalid Samech Tes, that you can only drink the minimal amount, a cheekful, one melo lugma altogether. And it doesn't matter who drinks it. It doesn't have to be the person who made the Bar Priya Gofen. It could be anyone. And therefore, he says, it's preferable for the Chasan Kal to be the ones to drink. Just like they're the only ones who drink under the chuppah, so too over here, they would have preference over anybody else to drink. So he says, just give it to the Chasan and Kala and let them all together, combined, drink one melo lugma. If the person who makes the Bar Priya Gofen also wants to drink, all right, let him have a tiny little bit so that all together between the three of them, it's one melo lugma. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe. The majority view amongst the poskim, if you look in Yabi Omer Ches Lamed Gimel and Sitz Eliezer Yud Mem Hei, and the Shemesh discussion Shemesh Shabbos as well, and Nun Tes Sif Yud Zayin, is that that's not the case. That once we view it as part of the previous seuda, so then anybody can drink. Anyone who was part of that seuda can drink, and there's no limit to how much of the kos shel bracha they would be able to drink. Have a wonderful day. May we share smachos and have a great.